Do you have a gut feeling on Roll, Tuck, guys like that, that they deserve it?
I definitely have a gut feeling that I think Antrell Rose performed at that level. I think Justin Tuck has definitely performed at that level. So I know though, right off the top of my head, yeah, those two guys are deserving. Could there be more? I don't know.
Tuck, he'll get attention obviously because his sack numbers the last 5 or 6 games are up there. But overall, I mean, he's been pretty solid and consistent all year long with his play.
I think he has. I think he's played the run well. I think he's much improved over a year ago. I think he's played with greater energy and greater purpose. Yeah, I'm very pleased with the things he's done for us.
What is that simply a matter of him being healthy, or is there something else?
I think it's a matter of him being healthy this year. He struggled the last couple of years, with his health, and I know he spent almost every day in the off season in the training room trying to get healthy, doing the things that he needed to do in order to come back and play, football in 2013. So I think it is a matter of health.
As a coach, is it tough just emotionally to think about guys like that who might not be back or might be playing their last game as a Giant? I mean, you've developed a relationship with all these guys, I'm sure.
Well, it's tough as a coach emotionally when you're playing your last game, period. Okay? And then when you couple that with free agency, yeah, it's a difficult thing. You try to take that out of it because it is a business, but the human side of it tells you that, hey, you have developed a relationship. You love these guys. You understand they've gone to war for you, and they've done some things that they've gone through some things with their bodies and the pains and the aches that normal people don't see. So yeah, it's a tough thing.
Did they ever go? I mean, I know business is one side of the equation and coaching is the other side, but do you ever go in there and say, "We'd like to have him back, please"?
Oh yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, here, management and ownership and the coaching staff, we have a very good dialogue, and sometimes it comes down to numbers, and so sometimes it comes down to player preference. But I think in this organization, we do a very good job of communicating with each other and working with each other and trying to, if you're a Giant, trying to keep guys, as Giants.
In relation to Justin, like a couple of years ago, the question was always, does he have anything left? I mean, what has he shown you, and how long do you think he can keep performing at this elite level that he's been?
I can't tell you how long he can continue to do that. I know that in his heart, he loves to play the game. And so when you play from your heart, you're able to do some things that you normally wouldn't be able to do. I think he can still play the run game very good for several more years. And then just depending upon how healthy he stays, he'll be effective in the pass game. And then if you couple that with get a healthy JPP, okay, you get a healthy JPP, then maybe he doesn't draw as much attention and he steals a couple more sacks.
Perry, there hasn't been a losing season around here in a long time. You guys are accustomed to success. But because of that, do you at all think about your future, the coaching staff's future, worry about, how ownership might react to the losing record?
As a ball coach, we know that's part of the business. It's just like free agency is part of the business for the players. And so you just go work and coach every day, and you do the best job you can every day. And, whatever happens will happen. Hey, every day is a blessed day when you're able to coach football.
Usually you face a division opponent, you have a pretty good base of knowledge about them. How much does that change now with the quarterback change in Washington?
I don't think it does. I'm impressed with Kirk Cousins, and they're not in the pistol as much as he's under center now. So really, he's changed from being in the pistol or the shotgun formation, and they're running their offense from under center now. They still run the same type of plays. There's not as much option, obviously, that you face when you have RG3, and then he can pull the ball down. He can run the ball. It's not as much speed on the field in that sense, but he may be a little bit more accurate as a passer. So I think there's another dynamic that he brings that RG doesn't bring or didn't bring last time.
Is there still a, do you still run the risk that they might spring the no huddle on you, even if it's not RG3? Or
I think you always have to prepare for that and be ready for that, because they opened the game last time with the no huddle situation, and they had success, and so I think that's a tool that they can use at any point in time.
Does everything still go through Morris in the sense of, you know, that's their bread and butter?
I think he's the key to their offense, no doubt. And, you know, if you, as you well know, if you can establish the run, then you can establish the play-action pass. And, you know, so everything does go through him.